I'm joined by Mayor Pam Mood, and we have kind of a good news announcement to make and kind of an explanation, too, because there's a lot here. Mayor Pam Mood, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
It's my pleasure, Wade, always.
I'm going to ask you to wear two hats today, but the first hat we're going to get you to wear is the one where you are the chair of the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities, because you have a pretty big announcement to make.
Yes, absolutely, and we're thrilled about it. So the Nova Scotia Federation, I'm the president province-wide, and the Association of Municipal Administrators, we've been working together with the province really closely for the last 6 months. So Wade, in a nutshell, we understand that, number one, municipalities are like businesses. We need to run everything just as smoothly as, during COVID as not. So we need the funding to come in to do that. So in the town, for example, we're close to a $20 million budget. Those funds have to come in because otherwise I can't, we have to choose. We're not going to provide vital services like policing, firefighters, garbage collection. None of those are anything that we can let go or even consider letting go. We have to provide those vital services. So the NSFM and AMA, working closely with the province, looking for that bridge, for businesses and residents that can't, for whatever reason, pay their taxes or all of them. If that money doesn't come in, we're in trouble. So yesterday, the province announced it's making $380 million available to municipalities through the Municipal Finance Corporation. It's a huge number. It's through the Municipal Loan Program. It's open to us. So we have that funding that we can tap into basically for bridge funding in the meantime. It gives a little bit of breathing space for the businesses and those residents that are having a very difficult time, of course, because of the circumstances that we find ourselves in. And it allows us to breathe as well, knowing that we don't have to consider cutting back on anything other than, those pieces that municipalities would look at, and for example, hiring summer staff when there's no programming or work for them to do. So that's the start of it. We're excited about that. And it's a big chunk of change. So we're glad we were at the table.
Okay, so that $380 million, that's going to be spread through municipalities if they need it, through all of Nova Scotia, right, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a loan.
You're right.
This is a loan. It's not.
Yes.
It's not money that somebody's handing to us. You would have to. You'd have to pay interest on that, I'm assuming.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we got this at I just can't even say how good the rate is. It's 1.1% for municipalities. I guess the idea, Wade, it's a loan, but taxes are never. I should say they're never forgiven. It's just. This is what makes the world go round is the taxation piece. Now, that doesn't mean that tomorrow, after we take a deep breath, after all the work done, that we start to take on stage two, where there are other options, and that would include grants and, other ways to make sure that different funding is covered. So taxes is one thing. And we know that that is where we get 80% of our revenues, but the other pieces of revenues are, things like transit, lost funds because of transit and parking money that we used to get in and things like that. HRM alone, I talk with Mayor Mike in Halifax just about every day. They're running into the millions per month loss on their transit.
Mm-hmm.
So these big cities, it's just so difficult to keep your nose, above ground when all your means of gathering revenues are lost because of COVID. So it's really hard. So what we did is we asked every municipality. We have 49 municipalities. That includes Halifax, Cape Breton, Yarmouth, Clarks Harbour, all of us. We asked them, what do you think your projections would be with regard to lost revenues? So in some places, so I would suggest in some rurals, not all rurals, but they don't have as much with regard to services and commercial. So you will find the towns and cities are loaded with commercial properties. Hotels in particular, tourism sector has been hit tremendously hard. So we just asked, what's your number? What do you think may not come in? And it was a guess. That's the best we could do. We came up with $380 million, and the province said, we can bridge that much. So they put that money up towards municipal finance.
Now, when it comes to finances, maybe a lot of people don't realize that, you know, because they hear so much about provincial finances right now, currently running in a surplus, and of course, federally, the deficits. Municipalities, towns cannot run a deficit.
Absolutely not. And Wade, that's part of the difficulty. We are governed by the Municipal Government Act. And within that, you know, we have to stay within the parameters. So we can't run a deficit. If we could, you know, we could say to our businesses that are in a little bit of trouble and our residents that are having difficulty, you know, don't worry. We can take care of this and then catch up later. But we just legally cannot do that. And I can assure you, I don't think there's a municipality in the province that won't do everything we can to ensure, you know, that our businesses and our residents are okay through this. It's really difficult to hear the stories of what people are going through. So we want to do, as municipal leaders, everything we can, but still bound by the laws. Not only can we not run a deficit, we cannot defer taxes. So folks ask us that all the time. Can you just defer the taxes for a few months? And legally, we can't do that. We did ask the province that as well, and their legal team advised that they can't even give us permission to do that. So we have to find, ways around this, and we just needed something that will take the pressure off the businesses and ensure that we can still have those services. And the $380 million is it right now.
Yeah. And of course, you know, I can only sometimes with me personally, because, you know, I kind of live and breathe this place. I can't see beyond it. And I do. Yeah. I have to be honest with you, Pam, and I'm sure you feel the same way, that there's been a lot of fear. And I feel it because, you know, I do a lot of work with tourism. What tourism right now? And, you know, and businesses that are small town that I love to support are struggling right now if they're open at all.
Yeah, it's a huge struggle for everybody. And it's funny when, you know, people look around. There are some businesses that are thriving, of course. You know, the drug stores are good. The grocery stores are good. You know, the restaurants are trying to do takeout as much as they can. I mean, I'm sure you scream it as loud as I do. Please support local. Mm-hmm. You know, on Friday night, if you're hungry, you know, just call one of our restaurants and do takeout. Like, that makes all the difference in the world. They're delivering. They're doing everything they can. Some of the clothing stores here are doing online shopping parties. You know, it's lots of fun, but it's the message that we really need to drive home. We have to support local, because these folks, you know, it's the money in the community. It's economics 101. You know, the other piece to this, Wade, is that, you know, what the federal government is rolling out it's huge. And of course you hear the good and the bad with that. But the place my mind goes is that, again, economics 101 means that if people have money in their hands, they are spending it, and hopefully in the community. I mean, I can't tell people where to spend their money, but please, if you can get it here, don't be shopping on Amazon. Just don't do it. You are you're saving a local business and the employees that work there. It's huge. It's just a big picture, and everybody and everything is connected.
Exactly. Thank you so much for this. I know that
my pleasure.
The town itself is still working budget stuff and should be fairly close to passing that. Do you anticipate having to dip into that fund, or do we even know that at this point?
You know what, Wade? The good news is we don't know that, and I've said that with regard to all 49 municipalities. There are some that absolutely know that they will have to do that. We just don't know to what degree. So we did send our tax bills out. They are due on the 31st of May. Many, many people have already paid, and we're saying if you can pay your tax bill, you need to pay it. Like, this is not a, this fund is not a free-for-all. It's there will be criteria around it so that we get the funds in that can come in. But the town of Yarmouth, and you know, we've said this for years, we have an amazing financial team. You know, our staff is always working hard to make sure that we're sustainable, that, you know, and I'll say it like this, it is the only job of a municipal unit is to provide services. And so you have to make sure, just as you are an individual family, a municipality has to make sure that there's something there in time of emergency. We don't know what's going to hit. We don't know if it's a storm here, a flood, a pandemic, whatever it is. We need to be prepared. So you just can't fly by the seat, if you know what I mean. You have to be prepared, and we have always been that way. I think we're good for a while. If we have to tap into a little bit, we will. But right now, there's not too much concern. We know it's there, and we'll do our best to get from A to B.
Absolutely. Pam, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us.
You are most welcome, Wade, anytime. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Pam Mood, the mayor of Yarmouth, talking about the new fund, which has been approved from the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities. They're responsible for it. It's from the province. And about kind of the situation in Yarmouth right now.